This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ And I promised you otherwise. And you knew what Allah said was an absolute reality, and what I said was a lie. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا The devil falsely satisfies you and gives you wrong aspirations. Furthermore, the devil will say, وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي Before you tell Allah that I am the cause of your zina, and I am the cause of your interest, and I am the cause of you not performing salah, remember, there were those that invited you to good, and I invited you to evil. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي The tragedy is that you responded to mine, and you denied the message of good. Now, explicitly, the Quran quotes, and this is what I want to highlight today, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ It's time you stop blaming others and blame yourself. The Muslim Ummah is currently going through a crisis where undoubtedly we're facing hostility, victimization. But we've made this the pretext to justify our weakness in ibadat. I ask you, my brother, perhaps you're traveling in the world, you victimized, you marginalized. Which infidel, which superpower, which country are you going to accuse for not allowing you to perform fajr other than your weakness? To whom are you going to point fingers? Which nation, which power, which planning, which strategy? To whom will you implicate? Who compels you to bring that devil box in your house? Who compels you to bring interest in your business? Who compels you to unveil your sister? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Don't blame me, blame yourself. And the Hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah Rabbul Izzat says, that يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا O my servant, these are your actions, as you do it, I record it. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ If you happen to appear before me and you find a book of deeds which reflect noble and virtuous deeds, then praise Allah and consider yourself fortunate and lucky. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ And the one who comes before me and finds in his book of deeds evil, sin, vice, deceit, deceive, zina, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ Then tell him he must take responsibility for what is there and he must blame none but himself. He must blame none but himself. So the devil will say, don't blame me, blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي I cannot respond to your call of desperation and neither can you respond to mine. You will sit and I will sit. The Quran says in the Ayat-e Karima that I recited before you, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaking about this weakness and this nature of man. Allah says, if I had to send man in this world, and expect of him to understand good by virtue of his logic, and understand vice by virtue of his sanity, and then punish him for the wrong he does, and reward him for the good he does, just by virtue of his logic, then man out of his arguing nature would have turned around and said, رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا Allah, you could have been kind enough to at least send a prophet to give us one reminder. This is what the Quran says. Allah says, if I had to send man in this world and expect of him by virtue of his logic, which undoubtedly logic and intellect is a vehicle as far as understanding truth is concerned. The Quran refers to it as ulin nuha, the people of intelligence. And nuha actually is the plural of the word nuhya. وَسُمِّيَ الْعَقْلُ نُهْيَ لِأَنَّهُ يَنْهَى صَاحِبُهُ عَنْ إِرْتِكَابِ الْقَبَائِحِ The object of the intellect is to prevent you from wrong. So if your intellect is not prevent you from wrong, I'm afraid you lack it. Allah says, if I had to send man in this world without a Nabi, and then expect of him by virtue of his logic and his understanding that he can arrive at the right things and abstain from the wrong, man would have turned around and said the following to me, رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا Allah, if you send a prophet to us, نَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ, we promise we would have followed your commandments. وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, we would have diligently complied to your dictates. So Allah says, out of my sheer mercy, I send a Nabi to them, and not a Nabi, I send the best of Anbiya. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, some villages came, and they started impressing upon Nabi alayhi salam that we became Muslims, we became Muslims. So Allah revealed the verse, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people are impressing upon you that they're Muslims as if they have done me a favor. Tell them it's my favor upon them and not their favor upon me. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Allah has guided you, that is the kindness of Allah. Allah says, when I send the Prophet, and the Nabi came, now look at man's nature. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا قَالُوا لَوْلَا أُوْتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى. They said, no, no, we are not convinced on his prophethood. Why doesn't he carry the miracles that were given to Moses? So Allah goes on to say, if the stick of Musa was sufficient to convince that truth was in the message of the Prophet, then why did some even deny Musa also? أَوَلَمْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أُوْتِيَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلِ. Then they said, no, he's not a prophet. Why? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. Why is the Quran coming down gradually? This gives us a doubt that he's fabricating it. Then they said, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرٌ. Why doesn't he have some bodyguards with him? Then they said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٌ. I doubt Muhammad is the suitable man to possess the Quran. The Quran should have been revealed on someone like Urwa ibn Mas'ud. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So man's nature is to argue constantly. Allah says, I took pity on man and I sent this Nabi. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know, the very beautiful description. Perhaps there isn't a more comprehensive description of Islam given in the court of a non-Muslim other than that which the noble companion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ja'far radiallahu anhu, did. One of the most comprehensive yet voluminous description of Islam. When he was summoned in the court of niggas. Today often in this environment of hostility, we are given a platform to speak about Islam. It is sad and tragic that we lack adequate Islamic knowledge, that those of us that assume those positions, we harm the cause of deen more than helping the cause of deen. Why? Because we don't make the needed contribution. Ja'far radiallahu anhu stood up and he described Islam and he described Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, listen, King, before you make hasty decisions in our matter, and before you are convinced that we are evil people, why don't you hear me out what I have to say? أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكُ كُنَّا قَوْمًا أَهْلَ جَاهِلِيَّةِ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ نَقْطَعُ الْأَرْحَامِ نُصِيءُ الْجِوَارِ. Every vice that you perhaps could think of was common amongst us. We used to sever ties, we used to bury our daughters, we used to consume wine. We lived in sin, vice and deviation until Allah took pity on the Arab nation. Until Allah took pity on the Arab nation and Allah sent a Nabi amongst us. نَعْرِفُ نَسَبَهُ وَصِدَقَهُ وَأَمَانَتَهُ. We looked at the integrity of the man, the chastity of this man, the morality of this man. We accepted his faith and upon this our nation has opposed us. You and I have heard the incident of Mi'raj repeatedly. And I don't want to digress and go into the details of the incident itself. We've heard it, I have said it in this masjid previously, and we've read about it. I want to share one hadith with you today. Relevant to the occasion, of course. The hadith appears in Al-Kabair. Imam Zahabi, rahmatullah alayhi, makes mention of the riwayat. Al-Kabair, referring to the major sins.